Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time.
Good morning and welcome to your Morning Boost. I am your host today, Melissa Grinstead, and I am a lead ESOL contributor to the work of AWB Education. As always, reach out for more information and to get connected with me to serve your ESOL need. So today's topic is supporting SLIFE students. And I want to share my experience with working with SLIFE students. I currently am an ESOL instructional coach for my school district, which is one of the largest school districts within the state of Iowa. And I've had the pleasure of both teaching middle school ESOL and now working with those students in my current role as an instructional coach. And I have had the pleasure of working with many SLIFE students and their families as they transition to school in the United States and enroll in my district. Many of you may be wondering, what the heck is a SLIFE student? So SLIFE is an acronym that stands for Students with Limited or Interrupted Formal Education. And they are students who are English learners, so they're learning English as a new language, but they've also experienced significant gaps in their formal education. So this could be due to a variety of factors like displacement, conflict in the home country, or simply limited access to schooling in the home country. It's really important to understand that these students may not just have gaps or be behind academically, but they also likely are navigating trauma, cultural adjustment, and just the complexities of learning a new language all simultaneously. So they've got a lot going on. And our SLIFE students do face some unique challenges that may be a little bit different or out of the ordinary for a typical English learner. In my experience, one of the biggest challenges that these SLIFE students sometimes face is that they sometimes have a lack of foundational literacy skills. They may not have had consistent opportunities to develop their reading and writing skills in their native language, and that makes learning English literacy even more difficult. We know that when students have established those foundational literacy skills in their native language, we have the opportunity to leverage that for transfer into English. But when those are missing altogether, particularly when we think of our students who come to us at the secondary level, that can be a really challenging barrier for us to overcome. Kind of beyond that academic piece, additionally, many of our SLIFE students experience some significant social emotional challenges due to the circumstances of their history in their home country and their path to the United States. Some of them report feeling isolated or struggle to have a connection with peers and just carry a lot of weight from their past experiences. And so it's really important that we create and be intentional about creating a safe and supportive learning environment for them to support them through some of those unique challenges. Like I mentioned, our SLIFE students are, of course, all English learners, but they experience some challenges and gaps in their foundational literacy skills that some of our typical English learners may not experience. The other piece that might be something that's a little unique to them is that some of our SLIFE students have a steeper learning curve when it comes to simply understanding the structure and expectations of a traditional American school. What they may have experienced in their home country may have looked markedly different from the structure of the typical American school system. And there may be a lot of different nuances within that that they need some explicit instruction around, or that they just need some time to absorb and reflect upon so that they can integrate into potentially a very different structure and system. So when I think about that, I always like to share sort of my own experience when working with SLIFE students. So I remember the very first SLIFE student that I had the opportunity to welcome into my classroom when I was teaching ESOL at a middle school. And this particular student was a newcomer refugee from Africa. And she arrived as a sixth grader midway through the school year. And on her first day of school, I quickly learned that it wasn't just language that I was going to need to support her in. I really had to help her learn how to do school. So, for example, when I handed her a pencil, she gripped it kind of like a fist grip, and she attempted to write with the eraser. So she had never held a pencil, and she needed some guidance on which end of a pencil you write with. She would walk into my classroom or any classroom, and she would go to a desk and she would drag it across the room to where she wanted to sit. And that was what she thought you did. You didn't sit where the desk was located, you move the desk to where you wanted to sit. So we had to do some learning and some teaching expectations around that. She would blurt out in class sort of mid-speech when someone else was speaking, whether that was a peer or a teacher, or she would just get up and run out of the room and run into a different classroom. And so many of just the what we would consider maybe common sense or typical structures of the school system and school day, she needed a lot of modeling with and patience to help her understand that. And so I always think back to that first experience and just remind myself how much bigger the picture is with SLIVE students than just helping to support that language acquisition. And I just keep in mind that we've got to take some time to get to see where those students are at and meet them where they're at and help them along their journey to be successful in an American school. So when I think about what's been most helpful for me when I'm thinking about how to differentiate instruction for these SLIVE students who have maybe these more significant gaps in foundational skills, what it really comes down to and what I've seen the most success with is starting with those basics. So really being intentional and explicit about that phonics and phonemic awareness instruction, as well as vocabulary development. And another huge thing for these SLIVE students is to provide them opportunities to build that oral language through conversation and meaningful interactions with peers and their teachers, as well as collaborative activities so that they can see their peers modeling appropriate English and structure and grammar. Those are going to be huge. And then additionally, just building those relationships, right? So we know that for a student to feel confident and to be vulnerable and to take risks when they're learning, they need to sort of have that affective filter lowered. They need to feel calm and safe and supported and welcomed. And so really working to create those relationships out of the gates and being intentional about how that classroom environment is structured so that students feel safe is really going to go a long way in building trust and helping students to feel safe in their learning journey. I think the other piece that is huge with our SLIVE students is to really tap into the visual piece of learning, right? So more than ever, with our SLIVE students who may lack that academic language, but also some of those foundational experiences due to their interrupted schooling, anytime that we can get a picture or a real object or a hands-on activity in front of them is really going to be powerful because it's going to eliminate that linguistic barrier and help them really connect with the concept in front of them. I think connecting to their prior knowledge and experiences is key. So getting to know the student and really figuring out what is their background, what have they experienced, and anytime that we can make those connections. So if a student has a background in agriculture, perhaps we can tie in some math lessons with that, like with farming practices or whatever it is that they might connect to and be able to anchor those learning experiences is going to be super powerful. Additionally, when we're talking about, of course, all of our students, but particularly our SLIVE students, that family engagement piece is going to be so crucial. Schools really need to find whatever way that they can to connect with the families, even when we are presented with a language barrier. So we know that we need to make use of interpreters and cultural liaisons and whatever we can to connect with the family, learn how we can best support them and their students. That is your morning boost for today. Thank you for hanging out with me this morning, and we will talk again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your morning boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.